Take Two then, or Take Two Every 4 Hours, we'll give it a full title, is a play about two guys. Just two guys? Is it?
Yeah, it's there's a third hypothetical cast member, which is Nurse Reed, who they talk about quite a lot throughout the play. But it's about two young men who are sort of 18, 19 years old, and you see them when they're in a hospital ward. And they both got sort of life-threatening illnesses, which, you know, at this stage makes it sound incredibly morbid. But
yep.
But you seem to get about it, and you just sort of after about 10 minutes. One of the first jokes is about, which is literally in the first sort of 10 seconds, and it's about breaking a computer due to teenage activities, which I won't get onto now. And you just sort of forget within the sort of first 5 minutes that there's anything wrong with these two guys, and you see them talk about really, you know, deep issues which normal people talk about, and they have the same sort of dreams and the same sort of worries that normal, you know, young men and women have, and even older men and women have. But you just sort of get these little kinks and little reminders that not everything is going well for them. What we tried to get is at the end of the play, you really sort of question what you're doing in your life. And these two boys have massive dreams, and they're very, very, very capable of letting them get themselves whisked away within their own fantasies. But ultimately, the reality is that they may not be able to live them, which is so heartbreaking. But sort of their thoughts and their sort of their ambitions are so inspiring that it really resonates with anybody who comes to see it.
It sounds incredible, and I guess, as you say, there's a comedy aspect to it. They are, you know, they're playing two young guys who, you know, think and act like normal young guys do. They just happen to be in a hospital. And I guess the thing with having just the two of them on stage, and even with the third hypothetical person, the nurse, is that you have very little else to distract you. So you get drawn right in, and you almost become part of that conversation, almost possibly play the fourth character, the friend from afar type. That's the kind of impression I get from it, at least.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny you say that. I mean, we spoke about in rehearsals how, although we were saying that this third character is a nurse, in fact, the third character is the sort of the hospital ward in which they're in. And, I mean, we've got a brilliant set created from nothing, you know, as is the way with the Edinburgh Fringe and Young Theatre Companies by a brilliant guy called Reece McDowell, and he's really sort of effectively created a world for these two characters to live in. And you're completely right. I mean, it's so simple yet so effective that you cannot take your eyes off of them. And the chemistry and the energy which both Henry and Ross have, you know, it's so unforgiving in a way that it's relentless. They don't let you take a breath. And it's sort of, it's really nice and poignant that when they do let you take a breath, is that that's where the big questions are. And the comments which we've had from it are people who are like, yeah, I laughed at it, but then I felt guilty the next minute, which is kind of nice to whack people's emotions around.
It's an emotional roller coaster from start to finish.
Yeah, I mean, we had somebody today who really described it as a journey, which is so cliched in theatre. But I mean, I think it's allowed this time because it is. Yeah. You do go on. I mean, it's only 50 minutes, but you do. You get asked some big questions, and you get told some great jokes, and like silly things like Harry Potter references, which people I didn't even think of until I came into the room, and then sort of the big questions which you haven't thought of as well. So there's a great antithesis there which carries right the way through.
So it sounds amazing. And obviously, as you mentioned, it's at Edinburgh Fringe, which isn't necessarily round the corner for us here at Phoenix FM.
No.
But of course, you know, Edinburgh Fringe is quite a long-running thing. And as you mentioned, it has been up there before 2 years ago. Did come down to London and did a bit of a stint down here in the south of England. Is that right, or did I make that up?
Yeah, no, that's completely right. It came down to a theatre called Theatre 503 in Battersea when it first came down.
Okay.
And then it went to the Pleasance is London base up in North London in Islington, and that's where that relationship formed. And then since they've been based at the Greenwich Theatre down in South London. But it's not, it's, the Edinburgh Fringe is such a hub for creatives. And I mean, I'm having to be based back in London due to other commitments. But, you know, every day I'm checking on Twitter to see how it's doing. And it's mad to think how many things it's up against in terms of like different genres and different styles, which must be so exciting. I'm so jealous of them that I can't be there with them.
Yeah, I've got to admit, I'm feeling the same jealousy myself. I think it would be an amazing experience to do Edinburgh. Although the one thing I think everybody says about it is it's quite expensive.
Yeah, it's incredibly expensive. And I spoke to the producer of the play last night, and she reminded me that we're not doing this for the money, because you can't. You really can't. But, I mean, sort of in the long run, the sort of so efficient, and it makes up for itself.
Yeah,
it's an incredible showcase for such a young and emerging theatre company like Vertical Line Theatre. But it is expensive, and it's a big, big risk. But you know, if you love doing it, then you're willing to take that risk. And
absolutely,
I mean, hopefully they'll get rewarded down the line.
Yeah, me too. You know, it sounds, it really does sound amazingly good fun as an experience to be a part of, and the risk factor as well, as you say, it's like the excitement of, will it work, won't it work, will people like it, won't they like it? It's the thrill of doing it, I guess. So one question, because I want to ask you a bit about, you know, where you're going now forward after Take Two has finished its stint. Is Take Two going to be doing any more after Edinburgh?
Well, we hope so. I mean, it would be great to have another London return. I mean, we're quite early in Edinburgh Fringe terms, so we'll see how that story progresses over the next couple of weeks. But, you know, I think, again, I'm sort of saying this on behalf of the company, but I mean, I think they'd really benefit from like a small UK tour just to get the Vertical Line name out there.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, we'll see what's in the pipeline. They've got two shows up in Edinburgh. They've got a children's show, which is thriving and people are loving as well. So, I mean, again, I think it's like you're saying, just a case of getting back to base, seeing how many pennies are left in the jar, and then seeing how they get on.